Welcome to the Focal Points Podcast. My name is Dori Howell, and this podcast is sponsored by InPhoto, and I am so glad that you are with me today. We are going to be talking about something that I think gets overlooked in the photography industry, and that is communication styles. Many of us do not communicate effectively, whether that is in our spoken word, in our written word, through our promotional activities, and we wonder why we don't have clients, or we wonder why clients don't come back to us year after year after year. And I truly believe that the reason for that is because we do not communicate well. It's something that we are not taught unless it's modeled for us in our homes. And we don't spend any time learning about how other people communicate. So in this podcast, we're going to dive into the 7 different communication styles, the advantages and the disadvantages of each of those styles, and how we can work together with all different styles to better our business. So welcome to the Focal Points Podcast. Do you struggle with all things you need to run your photography business on the day-to-day? You're not alone. And you're in the right place. You're listening to Focal Points. We're an InPhoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell, and we are here to help you create a business that you love. All right, welcome back. Are you ready to dive in today? This is such a very important topic, and I want to ask you a favor. If you find some value from this, and you think that there's someone who would be, if you find someone that would benefit from learning this information, would you please share this podcast with them? This is something that I believe almost every photographer and every small business owner needs to be aware of in their business. It's really, really important. Now, we're not going to be able to dive in and really, really get deep into this topic today, but awareness is the first thing that we need to have when it comes to realizing that we need to work on something. So in the podcast today, I just want to bring awareness to the fact that many of us truly, truly lack in our communication skills. And it's something that we don't know about because we choose to communicate in one particular style. And it's the style that we grew up with. It's the one that we feel most comfortable with. But there are other people who choose to communicate in different ways that if we can acknowledge those things, our business and our life will be better for it. But let's just dive in. And what is effective communication? It is not someone always seeing your way and doing what you want. I wish it was. That would make it so much easier, right? If effective communication was just all about us getting our way. But that's truly not what it is. Effective communication is when two parties come to an understanding. It's not about winning. It's about compromise and coming to an understanding. Now, most of us choose to communicate in a way and associate with people who we come to that understanding with very, very easily. It's not a problem. We hang around people who are like us, who like the same things as us, who enjoy doing all the things that we enjoy doing. So coming to an understanding is usually not a problem. Where this becomes a problem, though, is when there is conflict, when we are either disagreeing with the people that we care about, or we come in contact with clients who may not see things our way. And that is where we really need to dive into our own personal communication skills so that we can resolve things in a way that come to a mutual understanding. So we have to understand other people's points of view. We just have to. We have to be empathetic. We have to listen and absorb to what they're saying. We need to read their body language to see how they feel about things. You need to let other people finish their sentences before you start talking. And that is so, so important. I know that I struggle with this with my husband. Don't tell anybody, but I cut him off a lot and he cuts me off a lot. And that causes a lot of conflict in our relationship because we want to come to an understanding, but we also really, really, really want to get our point across. And many times when we're talking to each other, both of us are thinking so much about what we're trying to say that we're not actually listening to what the other person is saying. And that is something that's been a struggle for us in our marriage and something that we work on all the time. And that is an example of bad communication. Bad communication is interrupting, assuming that you know what the other person is going to say. It's not listening. It's not looking at the other person. It's being distracted or trying to multitask when someone is trying to speak with you or communicate something to you. It's negative body language. Maybe you turn your shoulders away or you cross your arms. Or really, really bad communication is when you just avoid the topic altogether. To me, that is probably the worst thing that you can do. So many people are so conflict averse that they would rather avoid the conversation or the task that needs to be resolved. And then what they do is they don't send that email to the client that maybe addresses something that's a little bit more prickly, or they don't have that conversation with the spouse or a loved one, and it just pushes it off. And let me tell you, if you are an avoider, that is something that it will always blow up in your face. And I speak from firsthand experience here. How many of you have avoided a situation for so long where either you haven't gotten back to a client who's had a question, or you've avoided having a conversation in your relationships? And then all of a sudden it becomes a really, really big, huge deal where if you would just avoid or had that conversation in the first place, it would have been fine. You wouldn't have had to worry about it. You would have been absolutely clear to work out the issue and move forward. But because you've waited so long and that person's gotten more and more and more and more agitated with you, and you have built up more and more resentment probably towards that situation or that person, it just explodes. And I've had that. I am not an avoider. And I've worked with people who were avoiders, and it has never ended well because they didn't have the courage to step up. It has been one of the most frustrating situations that I have ever had in business. So that is really bad communication style. We're going to get into that a little bit later. So another bad communication habit that a lot of people have is we use personal attacks. You always do this. You never do this. We can never do this because you always do this. Like always is like the you always or you never is not a good thing. Like we know that, right? Everybody who's in any sort of relationship, parent, child, spouse, partner, whatever, you go into the you always do this because they don't probably always do it, but it is a personal attack. And then discounting what people say by using the word but. Like if they're telling you something and they're communicating to you their point of view and you come to, well, but that is just showing that you don't respect their point of view. So by eliminating that from those conversations will get you very, very far. So communication can be done a variety of ways. And it can be done personally in a variety of different ways and through business. It can be done through texting and personal messages. It can be done through email, through phone. And all of those ways are great ways to communicate, except unless you choose your words very carefully, and you are really, really good at relaying that information, people cannot read your tone. And we see this on Facebook groups all the time where people come in and they seem a little harsh, or we interpret what they said as being a little bit harsh. That's not how it came across. That's not how the person intended it. But because we interpreted it that way, we get offended and we lash out. And going back to being able to choose your words very, very carefully, I used to run a small insurance agency for some insurance agents. And I was the person who was in charge of payroll and joint contracts that we had with other agents and that type of thing. And there was an agent who was particularly upset with something that was going on in reference to payroll. He was justified in being upset, but he was very, very agitated. And that was kind of his personality and his style. And I had to respond to an email that he wrote me expressing some of his frustration. And I was hot at the fact that he was questioning what we were doing and not understanding what we were doing. And I felt as a grown adult in the industry, he should really understand what's going on. So I sent him an email and I didn't check it well enough. And the word that I meant to use was inconvenience, right? Inconvenience. Sorry, this has been an inconvenience. In the context of the sentence, though, it came out as incontinent, which is very different from inconvenience. So if you don't know what the word incontinent means, just look that up in the dictionary. Most of us know what that means, and you'll see how this is humorous after the fact, but it was not humorous at the time. He blew his lid. Understanding there was no reason in our business that I would ever use the word incontinent, but he thought I was making fun of him in some way. It blew up when Ollie was just like, dude, that's just a spell check issue. I didn't proofread that email well enough. I'm so very, very sorry. Please understand that that's not what I meant. But it just made the communication coming to a mutual understanding take longer. So a lot of your communication style boils down to your personality, how you were raised, your experiences, your observations, and how other experiences communicating situations have impacted you. And it's all about your perspective of things. And your perspective helps you understand situations, but many of us only choose to look at things from our perspective. We never reach out and say, oh, let me change the point of view first. Let me look at this from the other person's side and see if I can get a different idea of maybe why they are acting the way that they're acting. All of these things are huge when it comes to communication and communicating effectively in your business. And changing perspectives gives you a better understanding and greater empathy. It reduces your bias. It can help your judgment be a little bit clearer, and it can also help reduce conflict. But there are 7 main communication styles that I want to get into and go over today so that you understand there's a reason why people are different from you. There's a reason why you struggle communicating with some people and find it so effortless when you communicate with other people. There's a reason why you attract the friends that you do and you attract the people in business that you do. So a lot of it has to come down to our personal communication styles. Now, the first style is an assertive style. I am an assertive communicator. I clearly state my opinions and my feelings. I will firmly advocate for my rights or my family's rights and needs, but I try not to violate the rights of others. I understand that there are other perspectives, there are other viewpoints, but it isn't something that I'm not aggressive. I'm not mean about it, or I don't try to be. Now, if you're another type of communicator that we'll talk about a little bit later, you might interpret my way of communicating as being a little bit too much, as being a little bit aggressive. But that's not what it is. It's assertive because I will stand up for myself. I will stand up for my family, specifically my daughter. The administrators at school know that if something happens, I will say something. I'm not going to let something, in most cases, just be swept under the rug because that's what's comfortable for people. I'm not about being comfortable. I'm about doing what's right. And assertive communicators are people who are like that. Now, is it good all the time? No, it isn't. And it doesn't come naturally for most people. My mom worked very hard with her 2 girls, my sister and I, that we would become assertive women, that we would stand up for ourselves, that we would do what is right, that we would support things that were right, that we would be clear and direct without being aggressive and passive. And this type of communication comes from a place of confidence. So if you are suffering in your confidence, you are not going to be able to be an assertive communicator. You're probably going to have a hard time standing up for what is right in your business or standing up for things that you believe are right and fair in your world. And that's okay. Assertive people are also not as emotional. Now, I can come across as emotional, but usually that's not what it is. It's just me being a little bit too much, coming across a little bit too forcefully in my communication. So I have to dial it back because people might think that I'm angry. People might think that I'm trying to bully them, when that's not what it is at all. But that's how they're interpreting it. And I've learned that through the process of business and personal relationships, that is an area that I need to dial down. But for the most part, assertive communicators don't cloud their judgment with emotions and other things when it comes to trying to communicate. Usually assertive communicators are optimistic, we're positive, we're fairly calm, and we are most importantly solution-oriented. I want to come to a solution when I come upon a conflict, and I want to get that conflict out in the open so that we can talk about it and we can resolve it. And I'm not scared of those harder conversations like other communication styles are. So it is based in confidence, and sometimes you have to fake it till you make it. But I promise you, standing up for what you believe is right is what's going to get you a really great business and a really great dynamic with your clients. So the next type of communication style is something that sometimes gets blamed when you're talking to an assertive communicator. They see that people are aggressive. Aggressive style of communication is emphasized by speaking in a loud and demanding voice, maintaining intense eye contact, being dominating or controlling of others. You blame people, you intimidate people, criticize, threaten, or attack them, among other things. So here are some examples of an aggressive communication style. You speak in a loud, overbearing voice. You criticize others. You're using humiliation to control others, attempts to dominate people. You frequently interrupt. You use a lot of those you statements that we talked about earlier in the recording, and you have usually a little bit of a hot temper. No one likes an aggressive communicator. There's a previous president of the United States that I would consider an aggressive communicator. We all know who this is, and this is not a political forum, but that was the specific communication style. Aggressive communicators can be very, very intimidating to work with for all of the other communication styles. No one likes to be personally attacked. No one likes to be blamed. Aggressive communicators are notoriously difficult to work with, and many times they don't want any way but their way. And it's something that is super, super important. The biggest thing when you're dealing with someone who is an aggressive communicator is to stand up tall, try and be as assertive as possible, but remember, don't take anything personally. Even with the you statements, even with the blame, with all those things, just know that this is their personal style. And I've had very aggressive communicators in my sales room in dealing with their pictures, and I've had to stand up for myself, and it's exhausting. It is exhausting to try and work with someone who is so incredibly, incredibly aggressive, but sometimes you have people like that. So knowing and being able to recognize those people and knowing how you need to step up and change your communication style to be better able to come to a conclusion with them is something that I think is really important. And I find that aggressive communicators are usually the ones who are asking for discounts, asking for a barter, asking for things they don't want to pay for, because they're used to this bullying type of communication style that gets them results. And the reason they continue to do it is because it's worked for them in the past. So really, really, when you see an aggressive communicator and you are in contact with one, gather the energy you need to protect yourself and realize that you just need to get through it, but it doesn't mean you need to back down. Just because they ask for something in an aggressive way does not mean they're going to get it. They couldn't go to the customer service counter at Target and say, "I want all that for $100. You need to give it to me." They'd laugh at them. They can't go into a car dealership and say, "Okay, the list price on that car is $60,000. I'm only going to pay you $15,000. You need to give it to me because that's all I want to pay you." No, it doesn't work that way. So we as small business owners, when we come in contact with aggressive communicators, need to be aware that they're going to ask for the world, but that doesn't mean we have to give it to them. And sometimes that's hard. And that's especially a struggle for people who tend towards being a little more passive, a little bit more indirect in their communication style. The next communication style is probably my least favorite communication style, and also the one that drives people like me crazy the most, because everyone can see it. In fact, the person who communicates in this way probably knows that they're doing it, unless they've been doing it for so long, they just don't understand that it's become part of their persona. And that's the passive aggressive style. Okay. This is a style where people display hostility or aggressiveness in a nice or kind of sly way. So for example, they might deliberately lose or forget something or show up late when they're meeting someone if they're angry with them. So my daughter has a teacher who is very, very passive aggressive with the students, and all the students see it. So there was an instance where something happened with my daughter in this class, and it was another student's fault, flat out another student's fault. Every adult in the situation realized, even the kids in the situation realized, that this was not my daughter's fault. What happened was a result of someone else's actions. And the teacher came back and said, "Oh, you know, she did so great in this situation. I'm sorry that this happened. You know, things happen that are beyond our control, blah, 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 blah." But then she threw in this: "But you know, if your daughter had been paying attention, she wouldn't have been caught by surprise." I literally almost burst my brain when that came through. It wasn't my daughter's responsibility to pay attention. This was nothing that she should be worried about paying attention to. Everyone else in the class saw what happened and realized it wasn't my daughter's fault. There was nothing that she could do to avoid this situation. But the teacher decided to try and swing this around back on her in a very passive-aggressive way. I'm still dealing with that, and I need to respond to the teacher, and I need to decide whether to let it go or not let it go. My daughter has come back to say this is just the way that she talks. There's always some sort of underhanded, sly, passive-aggressive comment that comes up in this class, which is a toxic way to communicate. And it can be shown through sarcasm, being patronizing. It can start rumors. It can cause gossiping. Outwardly, when you're a passive-aggressive communicator, the communicator seems sweet and easygoing, but many times they're operating from a place of anger and resentment, and many times they don't even understand and cannot recognize that anger or resentment, so this is how they choose to communicate with others. There are no times that this style is appropriate in a business setting. I've been on the receiving end of very, very passive-aggressive communication that has cost me tens of thousands of dollars because the other person could not stand up and say what they wanted in a professional way. And it's usually combined, the passive-aggressive style is usually combined with a submissive passive style, often being the non-communicator. And I see this a lot in Facebook groups and people that I'm coaching, that the passive style of communication, they're usually the people pleasers. They don't want to do anything when faced with any sort of conflict or distressing situation. It causes them great discomfort. They don't ask or stand up for what they need or want. They don't speak up about things that are bothering them. They are intimidated because maybe they have a little bit of a lack of confidence. They don't want the conflict or the confrontation. So as a result, they keep it all bottled up inside. So what they do is they put themselves in situations that cause them discomfort because they think it's making other people feel more comfortable. So for some examples of this are not sending food back if it's cold at a restaurant, or if you've asked for dressing on the side and they've put it on the salad and you don't want to send it back because you don't want to be a trouble, you don't want to be a troublesome client. Maybe something came up in your business with a client that you won't stand up for, and you just say, when they say, oh, well, can we just have the digital files? You say, oh, well, maybe I should just give them the digital files. They asked for it. Instead of standing up and saying, no, digital files are a product that you need to pay for. Right? The people pleaser or the passive style communicator works really hard to make people happy. But what they usually do is they work harder to make people happy. And the harder they work in doing that, the person isn't happy. You can't make people happy. So what this does is it leads to burnout, frustration, anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem. And eventually you just blow up, right? Eventually it's just like the end of the road where, like I said, if you had addressed something earlier, you wouldn't have to have this big blow up at the end or this inner turmoil as someone who is more passive. Stepping up and saying what you believe in your business is something that I believe that everyone should do, even though we know that it isn't always easy. All right. The next form, which I'm sure everybody has been on the receiving end of this, and you can see this every day in business, is the manipulative style. Sometimes being manipulative, seeing that in others, is hard to pinpoint, right? So what this is people who use deception to influence the outcomes that they want. Manipulative communicators won't always say what they really mean or how they really feel. Their real goals are often hidden. They'll muddy the water so that their true intentions aren't known until their goals are achieved. In dealing with them, you may not know what their ultimate goal was. You just know that you are on the receiving end of something really bad. And I've been on that too. I've been on the receiving end of someone who was manipulative, did not show their true cards, was not an open communicator, was not truthful, and they handled it in a very hidden way. And if that is you, I really, really want you to look at how you're communicating with people so that you can be more transparent in what you need and be able to stand up for yourself. All right, we are getting through these communication styles, and I really, really hope that they are helping you define how you want to communicate with people and realize there are some areas that we all could improve on. Just like I can be a little bit overly assertive and I need to tone that back. There are people who are overly passive and they need to step up those communication styles. So we're going to take a break right now. Listen to this great offer from Enphoto and we'll be back in a minute.
One of my favorite things to do when I'm presenting my products to my clients is to give them options that allow them to have everything all in one place. And one way that I do that is I show them the beautiful folio box options from Enphoto. I can get them in a linen finish, I can get them in a leatherette finish, I can get the acrylic print on top, or just get them customized with their name and event date. It's one thing that truly sets me apart as a photographer in my area by offering these beautiful, beautiful products. And you can do it too. It's perfect for wedding photographers, newborn, portrait, family, or pet photographers. And it's something that my clients absolutely love. And if you want a discount on it, head over to our show notes page at blog.enphoto.com/podcast and grab my 75% off discount code that you can use for your very first sample. Do it today.
The last two communication styles that I want to address today are the indirect and the direct communication styles. And usually these are at the tail end and they go in partnership with some of these other communication styles. And I think you can pretty much imagine how these match up. Indirect communication styles are going to be more your passive, passive-aggressive, quiet communicators. Direct are going to be more your assertive and your aggressive style. I am very direct in how I speak and how I talk and how I communicate with my clients and anyone that I work with. I'm not a flowery type of communicator with lots of extra words, lots of extra sentiments, and lots of extra feelings. And I'll be honest with you, when I'm dealing with people who need that extra sentiment in their communication, they haven't necessarily appreciated my assertive direct style. I know that for a fact. But now that I know these different styles, I can kind of form my words a little bit more carefully when I'm dealing with people who are different from me. I can recognize these different styles and realize, okay, they're going to appreciate a few more flowery words, a few more words of affirmation. They're going to appreciate things that maybe aren't necessarily natural for me, but I can try and bend my communication style to make them a little bit more comfortable. So that is how I have to deal with the more indirect and passive style communicators. Then when it comes to people who are really aggressive and really assertive, I can stand up to them no problem because that is in my nature. And that is what I have practiced doing. That is what I was trained to do growing up from a very, very young age. So I'm hoping with you understanding these seven communication styles we have, let me see, I'm going to go down my list here. Assertive, aggressive, we have passive aggressive, we have passive, we have, oh, the manipulative style. Oh, if we don't like the manipulators, right? We have direct and we have indirect communicators. All of those people can come to our business and want their picture taken. But that doesn't mean that if we don't gel with them or vibe with them right away, that they're not good clients. And I think that's what a lot of people say. Well, I just really didn't get along with them. We're not in business to necessarily get along with people. We're in business to provide a service. And the more we know about how other people tick, the better we will be able to make a connection with them, and our business will be better for it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Focal Points Podcast. My name is Dori Howell. You can find me on Instagram at thedorihowell.com. If you want to get any more information about this podcast, maybe come on as a guest, I would love to connect with you. Please visit our webpage at focalpointspodcast.com. And until next time, thank you, Enphoto, for sponsoring this podcast, and we will talk with you soon.
Thank you for listening. This has been Focal Points, an Enphoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell. We hope you've enjoyed the show and we will see you next time.